May the Lord bless me as I am about to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. I think we all like contests. They say, fill this out, you could win something. And we say, I never win. But we're tempted to fill it out. So there was this store, grocery store, and they said, we're going to have a free shopping spree just before Christmas. And so 5,000 people filled out forms, and they picked out three winners, or three names, Patrick, Gail, and Sandra. Now, the instructions were, you were to come to the store, you could walk around and see where everything was located. You had exactly 1 minute to gather as many groceries as you could. The only person that can come with you is a person behind you with an empty cart, lest you fill the cart the first time. So everyone lined up, and the first gentleman got ready, got his cart, and the bell rang. And he ran around the store, went to the meat department first, and he got steaks, and he got prime rib roast, and then he went to the fish department and he got lobster and he got crab and he got all this wonderful stuff. And then he went over to the vegetable department and he got some very nice organic food. And then he went to the sweet shop and he got lots of sweet things and candies and lovely things to eat. He filled a basket and a half in 1 minute. The second person came. She started and she went the other way. She went and got some of the treats that she wanted first, and then she got all kinds of vegetables like carrots, potatoes, cauliflower, all those wonderful things. I don't think she got kale, but she got everything else. And, you know, after all, it was free, so you kind of get the good stuff. But anyways, she got a whole basket full of stuff. And she came back. The first fellow, they estimated that his groceries were worth about $1,250. Second lady, they estimated her groceries were about $900. So the third lady got her basket. The bell rang, and she started to walk. She didn't run at all. She went to the ice cream department, and she got a little thing of Ben and Jerry's. She went over to the fruit department. She got some bananas, some papaya, some mango. She went over to the fish department and got a little piece of fish. And she went to the cheese department and got two packages of cheese and some crackers. She had 9 items. And she went to the cashier. And they looked at her and they said, is there something wrong with your mind? You could have just told you could have as much as you wanted of anything you wanted for 1 whole minute, and you didn't even use the full time. She said, no, that's all right. My father owned the store. She said, I can get whatever I want, whenever I want it. And that story is a little apropos for us. Our father owns the store, and we are his children. And we may have whatever we want, whenever we want it. And this little story talks about how much God loves us, how much God cares for us, and how God loves us unconditionally with all of our faults, with all of our weaknesses, with all of our little peculiarities. God loves us. And this is a very good message to take into Advent, because Advent is a period of waiting, of listening, of preparing. The church gives us the gift of Advent. It really is a gift. And it really is a time for us to become empowered to listen, to prepare, to be attentive. One of the messages of John the Baptist was that we are to repent. In that reading, you'll see there was, it wasn't the high priest that delivered the message. It wasn't the governor that delivered the message. It was John the Baptist. Repent. So, as we think about Advent, each week we have a different theme. Last week we were blessed with a message of hope. Today we're going to talk about preparation. Next week the theme is joy. And the last week it is love. So here we are, Advent. What does that mean for us? This is the time of year when we get exceptionally busy. We get overwhelmed. We feel very uncomfortable because there's too little time, many things to do, and we feel pulled in many directions. So we are invited to enter into Advent, to really enter into Advent. And how do we do that? So I'm going to suggest there are three things we can do to help ourselves to fully enter into Advent. And they all involve change. Now, I don't know about you, but as soon as I hear the word change, I say, oh God, not that again. No, change. I just love to go home when my wife has changed the furniture around. It's one of the joys of my life, you know. I can't find anything, you know. Or there's a change in the regime, or the change in the schedule. We all hate change, you know. It's public enemy number one, change. You know? And I'm going to suggest to you that I'm inviting you to think about change. And you say, oh, I can't change. I mean, there comes a point where you can't change anymore. People used to come to me for counseling, and we'd be discussing something, and I'd say, you need to change. Oh, I can't change. They said, you can. This week, go home. Which sock do you put on first? Well, I always put on my right sock first. All right, so next week, put on your left sock first for the whole week. See that you really can change. So the three things I want to do is we have to, first of all, hear the message. What do? We hear the call of metanoia, conversion, change of heart, change of the way we do things, behavior, attitude, choices. We have a choice of doing it God's way or the world's way. And we are bombarded these days by the world's way. It was very interesting that after November the 11th, all the Christmas decorations were up, were being bombarded on television by Christmas everywhere we go. We are an Advent people. We have to listen to the word of God. We have to take time to embrace God. So the first thing was we're going to hear the word of God as he tells us to change, to repent, to do things differently. So what do we have to do differently? Well, one of the things we could think about is we need to declutter our minds, declutter our lives. We all suffer from noise pollution. Everything we go is noise, 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 noise. I visited someone recently who had three television sets in their house, and they were all on at the same time, on different channels. One in the bedroom, one in the rec room, and one in the living room. She said, I was afraid I might miss something. And I said, yeah, we are. But we do need to change, you know. Sometimes we need to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it. Look at our attitude towards things. We might want to change on the way we do media in our lives. Do we text every 30 seconds? Do we check our emails every 5 minutes? You know, one of the things we might want to do is to say, we want to, during the period of Advent, not use so much social media. Tell people on Facebook, I'm adventing, I'm not available. You're what? I'm adventing. Or I'm not going to go to every party that I'm invited to. I'm going to say no to some. I'm going to stay home and spend some time reading. Or I'm going to take some time and go visit a lonely person. There are many lonely people. Or I'm going to do something out of the ordinary. Repent, change. What are the areas in my life that I know I have to work on? For many of us, it's relationships. It's that Aunt Molly, who nobody talks to and nobody really wants to see. And we say, well, I suppose we should do something. We'll send her over her supper on Christmas Day. We won't invite her in, but we'll send it over. That eases our conscience. You know? Or we do things, you know, to ease our conscience, but they're not putting ourselves in. So we have to take that experience of the grocery lady. I am totally loved by God, and because I'm loved by God, I can risk. I can take a chance. I can begin to do things. I was bombarded the last 2 weeks by many people saying to me either Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. And I got slightly annoyed. I said, I'm trying to do Advent here. So I decided, you know, that a good thing that I'm going to invite you all to do too, because it would be a little form of evangelization. So every day from now till the 24th, if somebody wishes you Merry Christmas, you say thank you. Happy Advent to you. What? Happy Advent. What's that? Well, that's about the good news that this fabulous story is going to be told about a great mystery about someone who changed the world. And the story is going to be told on the 24th at St. John the Divine in the evening. It's really a good story, you know. And at least I hope that's what you're talking about, Bill. Yeah. Anyways, but you know, we need to think Advent, waiting. Oh, could we go out and do this and this and this? And we'll say, so with the exception of the request by Chris this morning for people who need help, because that's very important, but outside that, the exception, if people are asking us to do things, we should say, no, I'm adventing. I'm waiting. I'm listening. I'm preparing myself. We might not get as many brownies cooked. We might not get as many decorations made. We might not get any cards sent. But we may have listened to the word of God. We may have gone across the street and talked to somebody we've never talked to. We may phone up somebody that we've had a kind of a challenging relationship with and invite them for a cup of tea. We might shut off all the TV sets and simply spend a half hour in quiet prayer. So although this is just a simple message, I think it's a message worthwhile following. And so I'm going to invite us all from now till the 24th to wish everyone we meet Happy Advent. And like any change, you need practice. So we'll just take a moment and say to each one in the pew, Happy Advent. May God bless you all and have a very happy Advent.